Welcome to BG Times 3, the internet's only source for video game news and trivia.
Hey everybody, welcome to our little mini episode. We didn't want to leave you hanging for a week, but Giant Shock had to leave us today, family emergency. I hope everything's all right. So it's just me and Max.
What's going on?
The two amigos doing our thing. Let's see how this works out. Tonight on the show, Washington Post thinks you're a loser because of video games. The Steam homicide fiasco, we'll be talking about the digital homicide fiasco as things emerge. And of course, October is huge in the gaming world, and this 2016 Year of Our Lord is no different, and we'll be going over that. But first, I want to go over what we're playing this week. Obviously, it's not just what we're playing this week. It's what's got us so hot this week, too. So
what's exciting?
Yeah, what's exciting? What's got you excited, Max?
Well, we're recording this on the 28th, which means in 1 month, they're releasing Skyrim Remastered.
Yeah.
For Xbox
One.
October 28th.
But is that a game that you're going to replay? Like, it's so...
Absolutely is.
Yeah?
Because I played that thing to death, but this one comes with all DLC, mod support for the Xbox One.
Mod support?
Yeah. No mods for the PlayStation, but for the Xbox, we got mods, which I was never able to mess with.
Yeah, I was never... Now, can you mod it with your console?
Well, basically, the developers, I guess, or whoever can mod, can upload their mods, and then you just apply them to your game as you go.
I mean, I love that. I wish they'd... I always wish that a company would come out with a little something to make it easier for just the basic console players to do, but still, I love it. I mean, like, there's never been a situation where I went into something and looked for it, like the Halo boards when they had that. That wasn't there.
Right.
It's always there. You know, I mean, there's an amazing... Especially with a... With Skyrim, there's going to be a huge, huge following.
Oh, you're going to have a massive library. I kind of feel bad for the PlayStation players, but Sony cracked down, said no mods for you.
Well, I mean, you know. They
don't want anybody messing with the software.
Yeah, and then the PlayStation, in turn, feels bad for the Wii players.
They don't get a Skyrim.
That's what I'm saying. So, you know, it's all downhill. And Sony's been hitting Xbox up. I mean, they got the Spider-Man exclusive coming out, which irks me a little bit. They got the VR coming out real soon, way before Sony. I don't know. Sony's not even talking about it.
You mean Xbox?
Oh, Xbox is in a...
Other way around, but...
Yeah.
They gotta be working on something. You think that's gonna be with the new...
Scorpio?
Yeah.
No,
you don't think they're gonna have any VR?
Maybe, I don't know. They got burned so bad with Kinect. I mean, it's hard to come back.
Scared.
Can you get burnt again?
Like, no innovation for us, thanks.
Yeah, they've been touching that hot stove the whole time, and then just to see Sony walk up to the oven and just have a feast, you know,
well,
ready.
They should have done what Sony did. Sony had the Move. They had that piece of garbage, but they didn't lean on it the whole time.
Well, they had a cool Harry Potter game, you know, with the wand. But, I mean, like, that's specific, you know? You're holding that thing, why not?
Yeah. Was it that cool, though?
It wasn't that cool, but it was cool enough. It was cool enough. Anyway, talking about cool enough, I'm playing the new Lego game, the newest Lego game, the Avengers. I know I had a lot of fun with DC. I had a lot of fun with Marvel. This one's specific to Avengers. I did not know that they only use quotes from the movie. They actually use clips from the movie to progress the story. I was kind of hoping it was a new adventure.
No new voiceover? It's just straight from...
No, what they did... I mean, they did something kind of smart. They have one agent always with you that can throw in a spicy line or something like that, or progress the story.
It's like the episode of South Park where Chef died? And
yes.
Reused
It's like that the entire time. And I guess it's fun to a point. Of course, everyone needs to realize I play these with my kids. You know, my kids get home from school and they want to play the Lego games, and that's going to become even easier for me in October. I'll tell you why, but I don't know, it lacks the Marvel love that I had, like, with the whole universe and like the X-Men showing up in the old game. Not to beat a dead horse, but the X-Men showed up to help out, and, you know, Magneto was a villain, but this is just like the movie, so Loki's the only villain and there's no cool story.
Now, that Marvel Heroes version was great.
Yeah.
You had every possible franchise in there. I figure this one has to be pretty limited.
Yeah, I don't know why I didn't look into it. Because I bought it for my kids. I mean, they like it because they like the Hulk and they like... But that's it. You know, that's the only reason they love it.
How many characters?
They have a array of characters. So far, I'm only maybe 4 or 5 missions in, and they said past your 6th mission, you can unlock New York City to run around, which is their open world source where you can hopefully be able to collect other Marvel heroes, but I haven't seen anyone outside the Avengers squad.
Just movie guys?
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, I don't know.
They have to open that up.
I was hoping.
The last one had like 100 something playable
characters. It was fun, you know. It's one of those things where like I guess like Shrek or SpongeBob where like you watch with your kids, but it's not that bad, you know, when you're doing it. It's better than let's say if you're just watching, you know, Sesame Street or some shit like that. So
right. It
was fun for what it was. Now I'm getting bored. Now I'm getting bored just rewatching the movie. I did rewatch the movie last week because it did get me in the mood, but that was it. That was the whole big deal. So
yeah, it feels like a step backwards, actually.
It did feel like it. You know, the superhero games or the movie-based games, like, well, I guess Batman did it first, you know.
Couldn't resist, huh?
No, I can't. I got the button back. I guess Batman did it for me first, where it stepped outside the cinematic world and was awesome. You know, I mean, right. Like the linear games, I remember Wolverine had one, Punisher had one. They were there, and they were what they were. They were okay. I get to be the Punisher or Wolverine a little bit. But now it's been so much more, you know?
But like, I think Marvel actually introduced that with the Ultimate Alliance.
Ultimate Alliance was great. I was thinking about looking into that for the children, but it's a little too real.
A little dated,
My kids, start throwing haymakers around the living room, and I started getting in trouble. Even with the Legos.
Video games don't cause violence, Dan.
No, bad parenting does. But, I fight with them, too. But I don't know. I wasn't that impressed, you know. And usually the Lego games are my go-to for the kids. You know, hopefully it gets better. I'm just going to have to plow through it because they beg me for it every time they come home from school. So
I would just grab that older one. Lego
the Legos?
Marvel.
Oh, we beat the hell out of that.
Oh, you already
Yeah, we
one?
Beat the hell out of that. We what beat the hell out of DC.
You did the Batman 3?
We did the Batman 3, which was the whole DC world. We beat Oa and all the different worlds and everything like that.
Mm.
You know, we collected everybody. That's our thing.
So these things just can't come out fast enough then?
No. But thankfully, they're going to be throwing in a little love my way this month. And I'll talk about that in the news, which is going to happen right now.
Good news, everyone.
It was my understanding that everyone had heard.
Hit the B square!
All right. So,
what do we get?
Well, first story I want to talk about, you can't go into October without talking about what October means to gaming. It's the most. So many games out. So many games coming out. Gears of War 4 definitely being my top.
Yep.
Top. The commercials look fantastic. Older Marcus is looking good. I'm glad he took care of himself. He's not a big fat mess.
Love that trailer with the Sounds of Silence playing.
I love it. Well, I always am a sucker for these Gears of War commercials.
They know how to do a commercial.
They do. And you know, every time I'm like, I'm not going to fall for it this time. They're going to have to do more. But they don't. They just need to play some sweet 80s soundtrack. And I melt like butter. The Gears of War 4, for people who don't know, it's 20 years in the future. There's been peace, and then all of a sudden, war breaks out. Marcus's son and a couple of other unlikely heroes, obviously, go and fight the battle. I mean, it looks great. The coolest part for me, though, is Marcus seems to be all over it. Old man Marcus.
You know he's going to be.
And it reminds me of old man Logan. The latest trailer has Marcus riding a motorcycle out with two of his buddies. It looks like Cole and Baird. It looks kind of from a distance. I can't zoom in. Yeah, you know?
I'd be disappointed if it wasn't.
Me too. It looks like Cole and Baird, and to get the whole squad back together would be fantastic.
Well, we don't know a lot about the story at this point, right?
No, like, I don't.
We know when it takes place, but we don't know who we're fighting.
No. I know there's robots and whatnot. We'll find out more.
We've seen the monsters. We don't know. Really what they are.
There could be more on the internet about what it is. I don't want to look.
Yeah.
It's one of those games where I don't want to look. No, I enjoy the story of
hesitant
Gears
to even look at trailers at this point.
Right. Titanfall 2 is coming out. I played the beta. The beta was good. And it was exactly what I wanted for Titanfall to do. I'm still, the verdict's still out on single player. So I'll find that out. Definitely picking that up, though. So I got two games already. That's $120 down. Let's see what else is coming out. World of Final Fantasy. That looks pretty good. So Lego Harry Potter collection, with his, which is all the years combined. That's the one I'm going to go for.
Is that like seven games?
Damn, how many games is that? They start combining years right in the middle. So that makes sense. It's not seven, but... I'll get back to you on that.
No, it makes sense. It wouldn't be seven. How many times can you, you know, Lego your way through Hogwarts?
Right, right. Well, see, the thing about that is it's going to get super boring for people because they used to come out every year. So, you know, you take a break, you go back to Hogwarts. It's just like the books, really. You know, if all seven books came out, although I can read all seven books in a row because I love them. But it's going to be cool. The only problem, again, is this is Lego games back in the day, so they're less sandboxy and more linear.
Yeah.
It's
really no way around that.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to introducing my kids into the Harry Potter world.
You haven't done that yet?
No, I haven't. No, my son's 3 years old. I don't want to scare him with the Voldemort or anything like that.
That's true. Dementors can be
Dementors. Psh, he'll never sleep again. Battlefield 1's coming out. I've talked about it. Over and over, it's not my cup of tea, but I realize why people like it.
It's everyone's favorite franchise to complain about.
I like being a big, bad superhero. Like, I like being a badass. I like being Marcus Fenix. I like being a Call of Duty badass. I like turning the tides, so to speak, like Gandalf. And you just can't do it in Battlefield. It's too much of a group effort for me. I'm too much of a lone wolf.
Not to mention you go online anywhere and it's just people complaining about how buggy it is.
Plus, constantly. It's glitchy and it sucks. I didn't want to be a hater, but yeah, it sucks.
Consistently, that series right. drops the ball. It's amazing they're still making them.
Warhammer End Times, that is my pick. That's going to be a sleeper hit.
I saw that trailer.
Yeah, it's for people who don't know, it's kind of Left 4 Dead-ish. Well, Warhammer is a Games Workshop,
tabletop
game. This is based in that world, so anyone who likes Warhammer immediately is going to like this. Left 4 Dead is my thing. Fantasy, I like too, so it's good. I'm going to pick that one up as well.
Yeah, as long as they don't bog you down with too much backstory.
I don't think they are. It looks like you're fighting the rat guys, which is an army that they have. So it looks pretty good. Shadow Warriors 2, I don't know too much about. Batman Return to Arkham, that's what I'm looking at. It's going to be rough for me to try and squeeze in so much. That's an HD remake of Arkham.
I looked at a graphics comparison video, and it doesn't look like it's all that much.
No, it doesn't. A
couple new lighting effects in there.
No, they have this song. No, they don't have this song. But
missed opportunity.
I know. They should. I would enjoy it if he was rolling this. But it doesn't look that graphically because it was great back then. But I'm excited to have it on Xbox One, I guess. That's one of those games, just like Red Dead, when Red Dead came back. I was excited to play it again.
Right, like an old friend.
Definitely my favorite Batman game out of all of them.
Arkham was?
Arkham Asylum.
The first one?
Yeah. Arkham City was all right.
I liked Arkham City a little more.
Did you?
It was a little more free-roaming.
Maybe just because I liked it. Well, you know what? I liked it because it was clever how they made it tight.
Yeah.
You know, you had to be in Arkham.
It was more claustrophobic. Tight.
The Joker was there. You know, the I don't know, the whole feel of just them, like, being out there. And, you know, I go into the yard and I was like, oh, there's a dead guy at Zaz. You know, I know it's Zaz. And
some of the best unique moments of that whole series are in that game.
Absolutely.
Like when you get shot and you think you get hit with the Joker toxin or the fear toxin, I forget which one, and then the game restarts on you. Like it actually appears to freeze.
Oh yeah, and then you're tied up
and you're playing
of the
as the Joker.
Excellent mind games in
when,
it.
When you're in the morgue and you see your dead parents. Like they really
that
tried
was
some things.
Yeah. That was cool. I think the thing I like most about that game, and this is true of most Batman games nowadays, I like how it's not just one villain story. Like, you do a whole bunch of Penguin shit, you put away the Penguin. Then you do a whole bunch of the Joker shit, you put away the Joker. They come back. Like, you do a bit of that Penguin thing, and then you can't do anymore. And then the Penguin comes back. And that same thing, you're talking about the two different hallucination scenarios where Scarecrow just kept on leaking gas. Like, almost like a guy who was just, like, he was crop dusting Batman. Like, he was walking by and just cutting it out. and letting you sizzle for a while, and then he'd come back, and then eventually you kicked his ass, and it's more satisfying kicking somebody's ass after they've been messing with you all game.
Yeah, definitely.
And on the Easter note, eggs were cool.
On that note, though, on the note of Batman, yeah. I mentioned last week I was playing Telltale Batman Episode 2.
Yes.
Finished that episode.
And
I just want to say this is the worst penguin I've ever seen.
It's not Cockney penguin?
No, he's Cockney. He's a skinny dude who's like 20.
Better than Gotham, the TV show, is like bitch penguin.
Yeah, like...
You know, mama penguin, like whatever
super gothy,
it is.
Super gothy emo penguin.
Yeah, yeah, where he fell in love with like Simca or his mom or whatever her fucking name was. You know, like, I don't know. This Gotham show's a mess, but...
it really is.
Yeah, the penguin's different again?
They made him this skinny young dude. The only way you know he's penguin is he calls himself penguin.
See, I mean, I like it when they reinvent a character somewhat.
Yeah.
But to reinvent him every time.
My big complaint with the Telltale is they're not doing that. No? I haven't seen many recognizable characters. Or villains, anyway. You got Harvey Dent, he's not Two-Face. You got Catwoman, she's on your side. And you got Penguin, who's like, nothing.
Are they working up the Joker, at least? Or?
I hope so. They introduced this mysterious new villain, the Son of Arkham. And, yeah, we don't know anything about him yet.
Wow, that's kind of weak. I mean, that's the same as, like, Arkham Knight. I mean, Son of Arkham was, Son of Arkham. I don't want to get into this too much, but, you know, I don't want to ruin a Telltale game. Because that essentially telling the story of a Telltale game is...
Yeah, that's true.
Verbally playing the game for people.
But we are too early into this thing to really spoil anything.
Huh. I don't know. I don't know how I feel about that. Mafia 3 is coming out.
Looks good.
Mafia 3 looks good. To me, it's a watered-down Grand Theft Auto, but I don't like saying
that
out loud.
I like that this one is 1960s.
Very cool.
Cool soundtrack.
Yep. Yep. I mean, it's all pretty cool, but with so many games, I don't know why Mafia 3 joined the October mix, you know? Like, why they joined the heavy hitters.
Especially when it looks nothing like the past Mafias.
Yeah.
Like, it's not even, like, for the fans so much.
Yeah, I mean, fans of the franchise will go to it, but why?
But
you know, you have Titanfall, you have Gears of War, you have Batman. Well, the Batman's kind of a niche thing, but you have big games coming out.
Well, I guess we just need to fit a sandbox game in there somewhere.
I guess. Well, we got the Skyrim coming out, which you talked about, Skyrim Special Edition.
Mm-hmm.
Duke Nukem's coming back with a collection.
Why?
The last Duke Nukem, what was it, Forever?
Duke Forever, yeah.
Oh, my God.
That didn't earn anything.
Duke Nukem Never.
15 years waiting for that thing.
Well, that shit sucked. Everybody knows it sucked. Duke Nukem belongs in the past, especially with today's unfortunate PC world, which is good and bad. A lot of bad in there with the PC-ness now. But with all his ladies and shit like that, you can't do it anymore. You can't be that guy. You can't come out, and you can't water down Duke Nukem either.
No.
Because that was all he was.
But he's a product of his time.
Yeah.
And that time seems to have passed.
It did pass, so just keep him there. Like, I mean, nobody's clamoring for this Duke Nukem thing. The last Duke Nukem game did terribly. The old games were terrible. I mean, they were never good games.
There was one game that people remember fondly.
They were never good, though.
Duke 3D was it.
Yeah.
And even then, half his shit was just bitten off of They Live.
Yeah, they were never good. They were never good. And
to Doom, always.
Mario's getting a little love. Paper Mario, Color Splash. I always liked the Paper Mario games. They were always a good time. That's it. I mean, I'm gonna pick that up. But I got nothing to say about it. You know the story. He just walks around. He does paper shit. He slides under things. You know, he turns himself into an airplane. Stuff like that.
Yeah, you just got to fit a Mario in there. Nintendo has to do something.
Hell yeah, Mario's got to come out October. That's par for the course.
Nintendo just being like, hey, we're here too.
All right, next story I want to go over. The Washington Post says, and I quote, amazing games could be causing a big problem for America. Now, they came out with an article. You can check it out on WashingtonPost.com. They think that American 20-somethings, males, they specifically quote, which is not fair to female gamers because, you know, they do, I think it's like 50 to 60% now almost. Between 40 and 60 are females.
Right,
so,
but I think a lot of that includes mobile gaming.
Yeah, well, why not? You know, mobile games have their part in it, I suppose.
Okay.
So they think that amazing video games are a big problem because... So instead of going over the article verbatim, which you can read and is boring, I'll give you the gist. they believe that in the past, you felt like a real loser sitting around your house, not having a job at 20. But at 20 now, video games give you such an escape, more so than just movies or anything, mm-hmm. that you're not a loser, that you're a winner because you beat Red Dead Redemption. And they feel like they're giving you too much of a boost and something to focus on rather than go out and get jobs.
We do live in a world where you can make a living, rare, but you can, doing a YouTube channel about video games.
That's a whole nother story. Maybe we'll talk about that. Maybe I'll do some more research and find some stories about that next week. Maybe that'll be our discussion about... I mean, there's just too many people...
There's too many.
...trying to get me to watch a Twitch account, which is fine. I like the Twitch community. I love it. And I love the fact that when I need to know something about a game, like the real Dirty Dirty, I sign on and there's plenty of people playing it. They can't hide it from me through demos or trailers or any shit. If the game's bad, it's bad and I can see how it's played. I love that. I don't like the I'm a celebrity thing because I have four people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, that being said, we run a podcast.
We are doing a podcast,
like,
right?
Yeah,
now.
We have like two listeners, so that happens. So it's a double-edged sword, but at least we're putting a little effort into it instead of just playing it and videotaping. I mean, that's a little different.
Yeah, and I find those things mainly unwatchable.
They're cool if somebody's having a little online. I find the Twitch things when they're interacting with other online individuals a little better. Or when they're talking to the crowd a little bit, throwing a little love, answering little questions. That's kind of fun.
Yeah, but a lot of them I see, mainly on YouTube. I don't really do the Twitch thing. But it's just a guy overreacting to everything happening in a game.
Yeah.
Screaming a lot.
Yeah, thank you, PewDiePie. Anyway, they said, I got a quote that I want to go over. Happiness has gone up for this group, despite employment percentages having fallen and the percentage living with their parents going up. And that's different for any other group, or that's different than for any other group. Says the University of Chicago's Eric Hurst, economist at the Booth School of Business, who helped lead this research. Okay, Eric Hurst. That's a waste of my money. I mean,
yeah, right.
I mean, like, I think that's, people don't have jobs, so they have video games. Like, what else are they going to do? I think it's like a give and take. It's not the video games causing them not to have jobs. I don't buy this. I don't buy that they're caught, and it's not just because I'm a video game lover, but I have a full-time job.
Yeah.
Max has a full-time job.
Yeah, I don't think there's a direct correlation so much.
No.
Just maybe the age group that is having a hard time getting a job.
Yeah.
Because there aren't a lot of jobs out there are also the same age group that happens to have grown up with video games.
Yeah. Companies aren't beating down these guys' doors and they're just locking it and signing on to Skyrim or something like that.
That being said, how many of us have taken off work for the day following Gears of War coming out? But that's a little different.
I have the day off. Yeah, I did. But I at the same time, taking a response, it's just like recreational drugs. whatever. You take it in stride, but...
It's not costing you employment.
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, it's not going to cost me employment. I have sick days and whatnot like that. But, I don't believe this. I don't like these findings. I don't understand some of these missions that these people go on to find these out. Like, what is that going to do?
It's that old ad. We saw it at the... Did you watch the presidential debate?
Yeah, I did.
Trump called it out with the 400-pound hacker.
Mm.
People on computers, video games, still have a stigma. And it's that guy on South Park playing World of Warcraft.
I guess, but, I mean, why does that guy not have a job now?
Because that's just the stigma.
All right. So this is a very complex story. It's still going on, and I'm dealing with a very lawsuit happy company that I'm about to talk about. So I'm gonna say, hey guys, I don't know the facts. I could be 100% wrong. I don't think I am, but I could be. Don't believe this story. But Digital Homicide, who comes out with a bunch of okay games.
Never heard of them.
Yeah. You probably, I don't know. I don't know if I want to touch this story. But
what kind of games?
Freedom of Press. Why not?
What kind of games do they do?
They do Steam games mainly that, they got one where you're, like, running through a park. It kind of looks like Lethal Enforcers where you shoot them. Let me try and look.
Shovelware?
Yeah. Yeah, basically, they're not a big deal. Let's put it this way. So they decided to sue Steam, subpoena Steam for the personal information for about 100 users who they plan on suing for $18 million for defamation of character because their reviews on Steam.
Oh, please.
Right? Right? And this is actually going to court. The subpoena has not been filled, I'll say that. It's still out. And I was waiting and watching, and I wanted to see what happened with it. I still want to see what happened with it, but I wanted to throw it past, well, you and Giant Shock. Giant Shock's not here right now. But I want to throw it past you. What do you think about that? Because these specific 100 reviewers said bullshit. You know, like, they did say, oh, this game was developed in a dark closet or whatever. And,
they,
you know,
used hyperbole.
They used hyperbole. I didn't read all of them. Some of them actually sounded like they were pretending like they knew what they were talking about. Like, oh, I personally know the guy, and he was fucking a dog while he was, you know, like, I mean.
Of course, internet comments.
It was foul. It was foul.
You know what? This is just a digital version of those companies, those businesses that tried to sue their Yelp reviewers.
Yeah, yeah.
And
yes.
That didn't go well for them. So why should this be any different?
I think reviews are a personal flavor, you know, a personal taste. There's plenty of games out there that I like that nobody else liked. And there's plenty of games out there, Battlefield 1, that everyone else likes that I hate. So I think I don't think they're going to have a leg to stand on. I also hate the fact that they're going to they're going to try and get personal user information from Steam. Steam has booted all their games off of, you know, servers and whatnot.
Good guy, Steam.
Yeah. They have shut down their storefronts. Let's put it that way.
Yeah, this is nonsense.
This is bull.
This childish. Is you want good reviews? Put out a good game. How
yeah.
About that?
Yeah. So that about does it for the news. We're going to go into a quiz. We're going to have a mini quiz. We're going to see if I can just one-on-one. It's less of a RPG this time, more of a Street Fighter. Let's see who's going to come out on top. Myself.
This is a test.
Pop quiz, hotshot.
Test.
Let's get a little boss music.
Oh, what boss music is this?
This is epic, because it's one-on-one.
Oh, look at you. Look at you. We don't deal with the same song that Giant Shock puts up every week. I have the Batman song if you want to. I don't know if you knew that, but... All right.
So I got four categories.
Okay.
I'm going to take one of these out.
All right.
This was easy mode. That was for Brian.
Oh, okay.
I'm
going to
leave that on the ground.
Yeah, that's probably... I'm probably a little more advanced.
I'm going to have you pick one of these cards.
Let's do right in the middle.
Your category... Cities.
Okay.
Video game cities.
Oh, I never pay attention to those.
So
we've
got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 questions, and we'll just see if we can do best out of 6. And there is a little speed round, bonus round
okay.
at the end if you want to do that.
Oh, I do.
All right.
Probably won't be necessary, but all right.
Start here. Third game in the Fallout series takes place in the remains of what important U.S. city? That's third game.
Third game was... Vegas. Las Vegas.
Wrong.
Fuck, was that the fourth game?
That was New Vegas. Fallout 3 was Washington, D.C.
Wow.
The capital wasteland.
Fuck. Vegas didn't count as... Yeah. Fallout 4 was Boston. Alright.
Alright, next one. The first two Bioshock games take place in the underwater city of Rapture.
Mm-hmm.
What flying city does
God
the third
damn
game
it. I wanted Rapture! I forget that guy's name.
I'm hitting you with what are essentially 3-point questions right now. They get a little easier.
What was that flying behemoth? I don't remember.
Columbia.
Oh, Booker. Yeah. Columbia.
All right, next question.
That was a play on the District of Columbia because it looks like Washington, D.C., correct?
Well, super America.
Yeah, yeah. We're watching.
Like,
yeah,
they
yeah.
worship the presidents. And
yeah, Columbia.
Such a good game.
Shit. It was a great game.
All right, next one. Metro City has a major problem with the Mad Gear gang running rampant. Good thing their mayor is a pro wrestler in what beat-em-up series?
Oh, that would be Final Fight.
Correct.
Final Fight. Hagar.
Hagar.
That's the guy I would vote for.
I'd vote for Mike Hagar.
The guy who rips his shirt off and gets down to business?
He's just got suspenders and a lead pipe?
Yeah. As a matter of fact, with the presidential debate, the first one to just rip their shirt off and just go wild. At this point... I was almost embarrassed that we were all excited to watch it because of the shit show. It was like a Monday Night Raw.
It was a train wreck.
All right.
All right, next one. In the GTA series, if Liberty City is New York,
mm-hmm.
Vice City is Miami,
right.
and Los Santos is Los Angeles,
damn, you keep name.
What real-life city is Las Venturas based on?
Can you repeat it? Sorry.
In GTA, If Liberty City is New York City, Vice City is Miami, and Los Santos is Los Angeles, what real-life city is Las Venturas based on?
Los Angeles.
Las Vegas.
Los Santos.
Las Venturas. Los Angeles is Los Santos.
Oh, shit. Shit. I get confused with these phony names. Yeah. I own that town, too, my man CJ.
You happen to have picked a tough category.
I'm terrible with these.
Now let's try this one. What 2014 sandbox game turned Chicago into a hyper-connected city controlled by the CTOS, Centralized Operating System? It's a 2014 game.
Turned Chicago?
Chicago.
Oh, that was, I hear the guy's voice. Good work, agent. Fuck, what was the name of it?
Want a hint?
Yeah.
Developed by Ubisoft.
2014 developed by Ubisoft?
Yep.
Oh, was it, The Division? No, that's 2015. I don't know.
Watch Dogs.
Watch Dogs. All right. Oh, here I am thinking it's Crackdown.
No.
Crackdown.
That's like 2004. It's in Chicago.
Yeah, but they have all sorts of new iterations all the time. They have Crackdown 2, and they have some stupid little side things.
Final question.
Mm-hmm.
What fictional Midwestern city began its downfall after an event that became known as the Arklay Mansion Incident?
Raccoon City.
That's correct.
Okay.
So you got 2 out of 6.
All right. It's like you win.
You want to do your bonus round?
Yeah, I'll do a bonus round.
All right. You'll break even if you get the majority of these. This is a quick one.
All right.
I'm going to read off a game, and you're going to tell me if it made over or under, or sold over or under 5 million copies.
5 million. All right.
5 million copies during its lifespan. Ready?
All right. Mm-hmm.
Halo 2.
Over.
Mario Party.
Under.
Sonic 2.
Under.
Uncharted 2.
Over.
The Legend of Zelda, Majora's Mask.
That's rough on. This was really hot, but it was back in the day. I'm going to say under.
Mario Kart 8.
8. Over.
Mega Man X.
Under.
And finally, Star Fox.
Over. That was pretty popular. The older they are, the less I go, because the less popular they were.
Right.
I don't know. Right. The less popular gaming was in general.
Halo 2 was, in fact, over.
Mm-hmm.
Mario Party was, in fact, under.
Okay.
Sonic 2 was over. Uncharted 2, you were right. That was over. Majora's Mask was, in fact, under with 3.4 million.
Yeah.
Kind of a disappointing follow-up.
Yeah.
Mario Kart was over. Mega Man X was under with only 1 million.
Yeah, of course. Mega Man's on the decline.
This was back in the heyday. I was surprised by that one.
Yeah.
And Star Fox, only 3 million.
Okay.
So you got that one wrong. But I'm going to say you broke even because you got more right than wrong.
All right.
That puts you up to 3 points.
Nothing wrong with breaking even. Live to fight another day.
There you go.
All right. That was fun. We'll have the full quiz when Giant Shock's doing a little better. Hopefully he's doing all right. Now, we had the debate last week, and I put the poll up on Twitter. A lot of people don't know exactly how to use the Twitter because I got likes. You know, people liked the fact that I did the poll, but nobody voted on the poll. They listened on the SoundCloud. You know, I got plenty of hits on the SoundCloud, which means people were listening to it. But I got no votes. I only did the one vote. I voted just to kick it off. That was for Max. I think Max did a better job of if I was a blank slate and didn't know what a beta was, didn't know what a demo was, and I had them, of course, debating whether betas are better or demos are better. I went with Max, who did the demos, because you explained that you could get a little something different from the beta, so you kind of put the betas down a little bit, and you said that the polished game gives you more of a feel for it. And you do. You know, you do.
So what you're saying is I got 100% of the vote.
You got 100% of the vote. 100% of the Twitter poll came in for Max Barracuda.
100%.
So
unanimous.
I'm gonna keep on asking these questions. We're gonna get some answers some days. Maybe I won't do it in poll format because you guys can't really throw out the answer too much. I'm also gonna switch back to Facebook for those of you who used to check out our Facebook. I've been leaning on the Twitter a little more, but you can't express yourself so well in the 140 characters. So we used to get a lot more detailed answers to our questions on Facebook.
Right. You want a comment section on this?
I do. So I'm going to switch back to the Facebook. Sorry, Twitter users, but just sign on to Facebook. You know, I mean, we're all social media people at this point. Anyway, I wanted to go into our question of the week last week. Last week, I asked everybody, what's a game that you wish was never played? Again, thank you to
Geek Dig
for coming up with that. They're a great podcast, and recently Max was over there.
I lost that battle, but
did you?
Was happy.
I didn't follow that up. Who won that?
It ended up being Superman 64.
I mean, that's such an obvious choice. I think that I'm actually happy Superman 64 was developed and came out. Because it gives you the low standard, you know? I mean...
Right, what are we going to do?
Yeah, what other game was there?
What are we going to complain about if we don't have one of those?
Yeah, but that's like the lowest you can complain about. I mean, why not?
But Clint over there made a good argument, and Skip as well for Sonic. So I respect the internet's decision.
Well, on the other foot, Superman 64 probably... setback superhero video games
probably
for quite some time
probably didn't help.
What'd you come up with, Max? What's a game that you wish was never invented?
So for this week, I didn't want to reuse my Metroid Other M, but I like the concept behind of a it killed a franchise,
right?
And I thought of a really obscure game for this, and that is Dino Crisis 3.
Why Dino Crisis 3?
Because few people knew Dino Crisis. Dino Crisis was
a niche game, I suppose.
It was awesome. It was Resident Evil in the heyday of Resident Evil with Velociraptors.
Right, right. I think, did they have an arcade game, or am I just thinking of that arcade game that has you shoot dinosaurs?
I don't know that
It's
one.
Like a Time Crisis type situation.
Could be, with or just the, a with
dinosaurs.
Park.
Maybe I'm just mushing the names together. Dino Crisis was a good franchise.
So I played the first two and loved them. Thought they were great. Look forward to the next one. Then 3 came along and was so bad and glitchy and took place in space for some reason. Didn't have actual dinosaurs and killed the franchise right there. What could have been a promising franchise, they decided to go off the wall with it and just kill it outright. And ever since, I've never gotten a good game where I'm fighting dinosaurs.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard for Dino Crisis because, like, once the flower has bloomed, once a garden has bloomed, you can have, like, a bad flower cut here or there. Like, the Zelda franchise, Zelda was huge. So they can afford one or two bombs. The Dino Crisis could not afford. It was too young.
Still trying to find its footing, break itself away from the Resident Evil thing. I mean, it played just like a Resident Evil game.
Yeah, but it wasn't Resident Evil.
Exactly.
And Resident Evil was the big one, the big dog.
So maybe they should have... giving us one more solid game before throwing them into space.
They're a franchise that might be able to come back because Resident Evil is waning a little bit. The Resident Evil hype is a little over. I think we're all a little tired of Wesker.
I don't know. You see that trailer for 7?
I did. Yep. I just don't get hyped like I used to.
Texas Chainsaw Massacre. Looks kind of cool.
4 was Texas for Chainsaw Massacre. Yeah, it just happened to be over in Europe.
But this one, they haven't even shown the gameplay yet so much as the characters, and it looks really creepy.
I don't know. You know what it is? It's just, I think the story at this point is a little off the rails for me.
6 was bad. 6 was real bad.
Yeah. Speaking of stories that got off the rails, now, this game that I'm going to talk about, it's the same lines as you, where it killed a franchise that was okay, but this franchise was a little more established. It was a terrible game that actually never came out. But the game before was a little bit... I'm talking about Fable Legends.
Mm.
Now, Fable Legends had a cool idea. Fable Legends was a cooperative action RPG. Action RPGs, for people who don't know them, are like Kingdom Hearts or... what else is it?
Like RPG? A hack and slash with...
Yeah, it's not turn-based.
Properties.
Yeah, yeah.
Leveling up.
You know, you run around and you actually fight the villains themselves on the board, even though you usually get, like, shit that equates to Phoenix Down and stuff like that. You know, you build your characters up. So anyway, it was a cooperative action RPG. It was supposed to be 4 people in a dungeon, so to speak. It doesn't have to be a dungeon location, but it's a dungeon in what we call a dungeon, like a little small area.
Mm-hmm.
They have to fight the villain. The villain is controlled by a player, and he lays down traps and decides where little bad guys spawn into and where the big boss is going to spawn into. And it looked like a cool concept. It was the four of you versus him. It looked like it was going to be cool for maybe the Wii U, because it's, the Fable games were generally cartoony.
Yeah.
But it had its own artistic style. You know, I knew what the Fable games were going to look like. It wasn't like anything else. It wasn't quite cel shading. It wasn't quite cartoony. It was. It had its own distinct artistic look,
sure,
which I always liked about Fable. One was fun. Two was fun.
Two was fun.
Three got bad.
Pile of garbage.
Three was bad.
Resource management.
In the beginning, it was fun, but was Fable Legends actually never came out. It was a failed, canceled concept, pretty far into development.
So it never got made at all. Was
no.
never released.
No, it never got made. It was never released, and it wasted a lot of resources.
But then, technically, isn't this a game that actually was never made?
Yeah, but I wish it was never even started,
never,
because I wish
of?
They would have just popped into Fable. You know, Fable 4. Peter Molyneux from Lionhead Studios wanted to make it. He pitched it, and they said no. We actually we got bombed too much with the Fable Legends. The Fable is over. And now Peter Molyneux, of course, left, and he started his cans company or whatever cans.
Right. Well, the question I have, though, is why this one in particular instead of like a Fable 3, which is...
Why do I think...
Why
wish
was
Fable 3...
Fable 3 was a bomb.
Right.
So why was Legends the nail in the coffin?
Because it was just wasted resources. It was just out of nothing, and it was almost more frustrating... for the developing parent company to watch something all over it almost like dissipate into the water and just suck.
Do you know what killed it?
No.
No.
Like, no. Just what was the, hey, I hate this? No.
Like the final, like,
it
scrap
was,
it moment.
It was the everything. The, you know, development got pushed back. Mm-hmm. So that was, you know, when you go up and you say, hey, we have this franchise that's teetering on the brink and we're coming up with a new concept and the players are not looking forward to it as much and we need more money.
And it sounds like it suffers from the whole Molyneux thing of over-promising and under-delivering.
Yeah. You know, Molyneux lost our trust a little bit. And then when yeah, and then when he left, it was just not there. He's too tied to Fable, even though he's a good dude. I'm not going to say he's a bad guy.
No, he's just lofty.
Yeah.
He's got ideas.
Yeah, so I just wish Fable Legends didn't happen, and they had another go at a real action RPG and another story. And I believe that with today's advances, they could have done a little better.
Yeah.
So that was mine. I'll probably grill Giant Shock on his next week, because he probably came up with one.
Yeah.
He probably didn't. But
he had a last minute
cancellation
here.
Yeah, yeah. So this week, my question of the week. What was my question of the week? Oh, so this week, my question of the week. If a franchise is dead, let's say Bubsy. I don't know, Crash Bandicoot, which is making a little comeback, but
Conker.
Conkers.
Spyro.
Conkers, Spyro. Well, Spyro's got the Skylanders going, but he's, for all intents and purposes, he's dead.
Yeah, doesn't have a game of his own.
What way would you bring them back? Would you bring them back kind of like they're doing with Sonic, like through iOS games? Or would you hammer in a real game? How would you get everybody's blood pumping for a comeback? You know, TV shows. I know they do TV shows sometimes. Pac-Man got a TV show that was terrible and did terrible, and now we're not getting a new Pac-Man game, which is probably good because Pac-Man was Pac-Man, but let's not get into that.
It's of its time. But are we picking a franchise and reintroducing it? Is that the idea?
No, no. Just what do you think would be... I mean, you can for examples, but what is the best way to reintroduce any franchise, really? Just an overview of... I mean, do you think the cartoons would work best? And you can name, like, the Sonic heroes, which is, again, okay. You know, Sonic is a franchise that I love to go into because they're branching out all over. They have the cartoon show that's not great. They have the iOS games that are not great. And they have the regular games, which absolutely suck balls.
And the creepiest fan base on Earth.
Yeah, they have a very creepy fan base.
No offense, Sonic fans, but DeviantArt is a dark and terrible place for you.
Oh, I mean, that a lot of video games on DeviantArt. The Witcher.
Sonic especially.
The Witcher gets Sonic a little ugly there, too. Yeah, it gets weird. So, what would be your idea to bring it back? Yeah, sure. If you want to get specific into one franchise and wow it, mm-hmm. you know, oh, I wish they had a TV show or something like that, then
yeah, this
would be cool.
Tough one. I hate to go back to the Duke Nukem thing, but like just
you can't Duke Nukem, you can't bring back.
Food for thought, though. They really tried to bring back that one WoW game, and
yeah, I know it was terrible. I mean, could you punch through it with that? I mean, Duke Nukem, the only game I would have is if he actually it was called The Redemption. And he actually walked around apologizing to all those strippers and stuff like that.
And handed the player back $60.
Just going through the 60. Yeah, yeah, free game, just going through the motions to become a better person.
Groveling.
Yeah. So that's the question of the week. I'll throw it up on the Facebook. I'll probably give Twitter one last chance, but the poll was disappointing, fellas. The poll was disappointing. You know, I enjoy the love. I enjoy the likes. But come on. Yeah, you got to vote. Anyway, that about does it for our mini episode. I think we lasted a little while.
47 minutes.
Not bad. Not bad for Giant Shock. He's a gabby fellow, so yeah, not bad without Giant Shock.
You don't know what's going on with the latest wrestling games.
Yeah, yeah. How am I going to find out where Eddie Guerrero's... what iteration of Eddie Guerrero is going to be coming down the aisle? I don't know. I mean, I guess...
I hope Latino Heat.
I hope so. That was my favorite, Eddie. Find you know, out not
next
yeah.
week.
Yeah.
Right here.
All right. So if you want to get in contact with us, we're VGX3 on Facebook or VGX3 Radio on Twitter. And just throw us some love if you want to be a guest on the show, if you want to contact us and hire us for parties or whatever you want to do. Now, you guys are great. Thanks for playing. We can make it if we try. We look for love, no time for tears.